Okay, we're holding a kuf of Zayin Beis. Turn Rabbonin. Adon chaver lechav slus, donon oyser leschus. Person down the chav slus, we down the person also leschus. Ma'aseh b'adam echad shiur megvil ha'yin the benis kareitz balabais echad bedorim shalosh shanim. The person went from the northern Galil down. He got a job by balabais in the south for 3 years. Every makipurim amar l'tein li'schori be'elach ba'azin asishti be'abonais. After 3 years, he says, Erev from Kippur, Erev Regal, one gear says, he said, I want to go back home and support my wife. Amaloi Ainli, Mo, said, I don't have any money to give you. Amaloi Tainli Paris, so give me Tavua instead. Amaloi Ainli, I don't have any Tavua. Tainli Karka, give me Karka and I'll sell it, I'll use it. Ainli, Tainli Behema, give me an animal. Ainli, I don't have animals. Tainli Karma, says, give me mattresses, pillows. Ainli, Hifshel Caleb Lacherov Beholoch LeBeisu BePachin Nefesh. He put his items that he came with, his personal items on his shoulder. He went home. The Pachin Nefesh Rashi says that he was feeling worried. Lacher Regel after Yom Tov Nota Balabais Skorah BeYodi. The Balabais came and brought the payment. The Imay Master Gimel Chamorim came with three Chamorim's worth of. Loved echad shemaychol, one of food, echad shemishol, one of drinks, echad shemining begadim, and all of his special nice items, desserts. Well, the base came. He found the person's house. Achar shachol b'shosu, they ate together. They drank together. Nothing. So he paid him. Amalei b'shosh amarta, shamarta li. Tainli tzchori. When you said to me, give me my pay, Ramarti, and I said, Ainli mos, I don't have any money, but ma chashadatani, what were you cursing me for? What did you think I was saying? Liar. No, Marti, Shema prakmati, bazuli zamlocha, maybe there was a good chance to buy cheap merchandise and you can sell it for a good profit. Makataban, you just been bought it. Meshosh Amartali, when you said to me, Tainli behem, give me an animal. Ramarti, Ainli behem, I don't have any animals. Ma chashadatani, there's animals out in the field. Amarti Shemim was Karis Biyadacherim. Maybe your animals right now were under somebody else's. They were rented out to somebody else. Shosh Amartali. When you said to me, "Tell me Karka, give me Karka." Amarti Lecha. I said to you, "Ain't look Karka, no many Karka." Ma'achashadatani. Amarti Shemim was Karis Biyadacherim. You made an arrangement that somebody else is going to work the field right now, so you can't give over the Karka. He. Shosh Amartali. You said to me, "Shamarti Lecha." I said to you, "Ainly pairs. How many pairs? The only two of them." Ma'achashadatani. What would you question me? Umarti Shema in a Musardis. Maybe you didn't take a Meiser yet. Vashosh Umarti Lucha in the Karmaksosis. The Machash Adatani. You don't have any personal items like pillows, mattresses. I mean, you're about the boss. You have. So what do you think? Umarti Shema Hiktish called Nachosel Shemaim. Maybe you're Machash your Nachosel to Shemaim. Amalam he said, Havaida, I swear by the service of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. That was the story. This was about this person his son, her name was Hyrcanus, was not learning Torah. I said that I'm not going to get in my property. You should all go to Shemayim. But Shabbos Yitzel Chachavir B'dorim, when I came to the Chachamim in the Dorim, Hiti really called the Dorim, they were Matur, the Neder. The same way you were dying with the chavschus, Russian should be dying with the chavschus. There are some people who have the Masar that this was a rekiva, that the worker was a rekiva. Even before he became a Talmud Chacham, he had this midah toiv of being able to look at people the schus. They say we're from Chaim Moser. Chaim Moser says, I said this when I spoke in White Oak. That the beginning of the unit on Dan the Chavsus says the Russian made a Kruma cup. Everything in the world has to have a purpose. Why did the Russian create a Kruma cup? The purpose of this cup thinks strange. Why did the Russian create people who think strange? It says for the purpose of the mitzvah of Dan the Chavsus. Because the goal of Dan the Chavsus is, you know, many, I mean, so the goal is to think that the weird things happen. The goal is to understand that A, you don't know the story. So there's many possibilities. And B, it's not really your business to be the one who's making the decision. Like, I have to go figure out why he did something negative. Maybe he had a reason why he was doing it, which was positive. It's not my business to make, I'm not the judge. I don't have to be the judge. So it allows me at least, so if I can't totally just be myself, so you say, I don't know, I'm out of here. So at least I'll come up with a possibility. But the purpose isn't the possibility. The purpose is, like, to get out of the judging mode, because you're not supposed to be the judge. Turn about the Maestro Chassid Echot, Shepodim, Riva Achas, Bash Yisrael. There's a chassid echad which was he redeemed the girl who she was in captivity. When they came to the inn, he shkiba tachas margalus. He put her by the end of his bed. Lamakar yard v'tabal shana tamidim. He went to the mikveh and he taught his tamidim. V'amar lehen. He said to them, "B'shar shehish kaptia tachas margalus b'machashatoni chashutuni chashatuni." When I put her by the foot of my bed, what did you think? Amar Hashem yeshbanu talma shena hagun shena barak the rabbi. It was a talma that you don't trust, so you felt that you had to take responsibility for her. So Amar Hashem, because they weren't allowed to teach Torah if the person had had an admission, so it looks like he had relations with her. No, Hashem in the Torah chaderach ira carry the rabbi, he had to carry due to the traveling, the exertion. There's this matronisa that all of the non-Jewish women, it was something which they had an issue which from the Malchus, and this woman was familiar with all of the leaders in Rome, and they felt that if they speak to her, she'd be able to accomplish it. So who should go? He went to Talmidim to get with Talmidim. When he came to the Pesach Beis, he took off his tefillin, and he went in and shut the door. He went out, went to the mikveh, and taught his Talmidim. When I shut the door, what were you cursing me? You have to discuss something private. Dar Malchus over here. If she spat, the dinners would give a woman, a non-Jewish woman, the status of a zava, and her Roik is Tameya. So it would be Mutamahim and it's begotten. I'm the Vedakah Kahoya, Matem Kashem Shadatun, the Kavslus, the Slus, and Mokim Yodin Eskam the Slus. Okay. I once had there's a Gemara in Ksuvis, which almost along the same lines. The Gemara in Ksuvis says there's a Maisa, but one of the Amaroyim who took a Kala on his shoulder and carried her and danced with her. So the Tamidim said, "Rebbe, can we do the same thing?" He said, "If she feels to you the same way as a block of wood feels, you can take her on your shoulders. And if she doesn't, you can't." That's the Morris. So I had one of my Rebbeim, which said, you know, you look at the difference between Bismana the Gemara and Bismana Zet. Bismana Gemara, the Rebbe did something proper. The Tamidim's question was, can we also do the same thing? And the answer is no. This man is there, we would take the papers out, and say, a shanda, a cherpa, a liar, a chakra, and a hypocrite, look what he does, and tell we write him alone on the papers, and we would do that at the end of the rabbi. Because he did something which didn't make any sense to us. Okay, that was his aura. So Karash Pachi Nefesh, with Dama Nefesh, what's the word I'm looking for? Dejected, thank you. Yeah. Davin is worried. So it was going to be arranged that somebody else is going to take it over to pay so many kur of grain per year. The phrase in the Gemara Chosid Echad was used to refer to one of these two tanoim. Riva's a Nara, young girl. We can't leave the girl he doesn't trust one of the Talmidim. Machanisa Nachar is a non-Jewish matron. The Bar Malchus, you had to keep it hidden. Sinura Roik, Sinura is spittle. Saliva. Begozal Nachim, Shiyu, Kizav, and Lachot Ibrahim, and the spittle of a Zav is Matamit. Not the Gemara. Okay, so Mishnah says, "Mafan and Shuma Tahari." Allowed to take Shuma Tahara. The Gemara says, "Pshita, what's the Chiddush? It's usable. So why shouldn't you be able to move it?" Whereas Latzricha the Moncha b'Yad Yisrael, the Kohen doesn't have it. It's by Yisrael. So Manatayim Kim Dol Chazilei Oser, he can't use it. So which make it Muxer. And so the more Kamashu and Kim Dol Chazilei Kohen Shepherd Dummy, but a Kohen could, since it is theoretically usable by somebody, it does not get a status of being a muksa item, even though this person himself cannot use it. You have to understand the parameters of that, because normally we define muksa, we'll see later on, we define muksa by the owner. So this idea that since it's theoretically usable by somebody, if the owner can't use it, we discussed before about the Niyam and Nashirim, the big day aniyim by an usher is not, it's considered muksa because they're only small items because he won't use them. I the ani, it's roy for an ani, but he's an usher, he's not using it, right? The point over there is the reason why he's not using it is because it's worthless to him, it's not significant to him, so the him he can throw it out, whatever it is, he hasn't, so that's taka muksa. But over here the item is usable, he has a potential problem, but he cannot use it. Since there's a way around, he could give it to a Kayan. So it's not considered valueless to him or insignificant to him. Okay. With Demai, the Mishnah said you can use Demai. The Mor says, Demai, holochazel, you can't eat Demai. The Mor says, no. Kimadi, boy, mafkale, the nitzay. If a person would want, he could declare his items ownerless. Bahavi, oni, he would then be a oni. And the lacha is, we allow aniyim to eat Demai. The chazile would be considered fit for him to use. Hashanami chazile, it's considered chazi for him. The tanan machilim asaniyim demai besachsanoi demai. You're allowed to give aniyim demai, and asanoi is soldiers, which they would come into a town and they would put on the responsibility in the town to sequester them. So they were allowed to feed them demai. Tosis asked the question. It's the same type of thing over there. The reason, but the person that makes it insignificant. It's, right now, this item is worthless to him. It's insignificant to him. So that since he could theoretically be an oni, it would be worth something. Does over here, it's worth something. Just he can't use it. He has a problem how to use it. So he said, "Well, you have a way around the problem." Over there, he doesn't have a way around the problem. He has, which is getting around that problem. So over here he does have an interest in getting, he wants to hold, be mastered after Shabbos and use it. So he's planning to use it. So it's only a problem. Problems we have solutions for. Over there it's not a problem. It's worthless to me. So it becomes insignificant. You're allowed to feed the aniyim and achsanoi demai. Vamar Rav Huna. Tana be shamir amrim, ein mechil nesaniyim demai ves achsanoi demai. Besil amrim, mechil nesaniyim demai ves achsanoi demai. Rav Huna has the gear so that it's a mechlokes be shamir vitzilol. But either way, we pass it like vitzilol, that you can feed aniyim demai. So the Mishnah says you have Maiserishin. So the person in the process of tithings, he takes up Bikurim, then he takes up Truma, he takes up Maiserishin, he gives it to the Levi. The Levi takes 1/10 of that and gives it to the Kohen, that's called Truma's Maiser. Till he takes the Truma's Maiser, you can't eat the Maiser. The Levi can't eat the Maiser. But over here is Maiserishin, which the Truma's Maiser has been taken out of it. So now it's fully functional Maiser, which any halacha is, a Levi can eat, even Yisrael can eat Maiser once you've taken out. Yisrael can eat Truma, but a Maiser, once the Levi's taken off the Truma's Maiser, even Yisrael can eat Maiser. So what's the Chiddush over here? There's a Maiser region, the Truma has been taken off. Truma meaning the Truma's Maiser. It's Truma. Whereas Pshita, so obviously you're allowed to move it. What's the Chiddush? Whereas the Tzricha, Shiktimu B'Shibarlem, but not the man of Chumas Meister, but not the man of Chumas Gedola. This is a Gemara which we had. We had this in Bayim. The Gemara says, "Ki hod amar le'revot amar shlokish Meister Rishon Shiktimu b'Shibarlem." So, if the in the process, there's an order of the process how you're supposed to be ma'aser everything. The first thing is Bikurim, then you're supposed to take up Chuma, then Meister. That Meiser Rishon, then the second Meiser, which is either Meiser Oni or Meiser Sheni, depending on the year. That's the order you're supposed to do with it. Then you give the Meiser to the Levi, he takes the Truma's Meiser. What would be they took up Meiser Rishon before Truma. So you took Meiser Rishon before Truma, the Levi gets it, he's getting it with two problems. A, the Truma's not been taken off of it, number one, and B, Truma, he needs to take up Truma's Meiser. So the Gemara is going to tell us now that the halacha, that the Levi had to take up Truma and Truma Gedolah, it's called, and Truma's Meiser, is not always true. If he takes it after you finish the whole process of making it into a pile, which they would take the tour, they would harvest the tour, they would then thresh the tour, or do some process how to break off the kernels from that. Then they would winnow it and get rid of all the chaff. They would take the fine grain and make it into a pile. At that point in time, it's called, they made a kreet. When they smooth off the pile, they finish off making the pile, and that's when the chiyuv meiser comes. That's when the chiyuv truma meiser comes. So if the Levi will take it at that point in time, he'll take the Meiser Rishon before they take up Truma, he must take up Truma Gedolah, and then Truma's Meiser. However, if he takes it off before they finish the process, and there's still the chaff mixed in, etc., he takes it, and then he processes it himself. He's chayav Truma's Meiser, not Truma Gedolah. So the case of the Mishnah was a case where he took it, Bishi Berlin, and the Mishnah is stressing he's only mechuyav to take off it's Truma, meaning Truma Meiser, and not Truma Gedolah. So that's the case of the Mishnah. Meiser Rishon Shiktima b'Shibrolim is potter in Shumah Gedolah. If you took the Meiser Rishon when it's still in the state of Shibrolim, it still has the stalks in it, so it's potter in Shumah Gedolah. Shenemar v'harisim emenu Chumas Hashem. You take out the Chumas Hashem. The Levi takes off Maser mina Maser, 1/10 from the 1/10 that he got. So he got 1/10 of the Yisrael's Tavuah. He takes 1/10 of that, gives it to the Kayan. But we darshan Maser mina Maser amarti l'chabul in Shumah Gedolah uchamas Maser mina Maser. You only take this Chumas. Maser, meaning Maser, 1/10 of the tenth, and not also Truma Gedolah. It's stressing only that. So even if that was the case, even if you made it into a kri, which is the final pile, it also should be potter. Because the pasuk says only Truma's Maser, not Truma Gedolah. The pasuk continues, it says, from all of that matanas that you receive, you have to give Truma Gedolah. So it's so it tells us that at the end of the pasuk is called Trumas Hashem. So it's called Trumas Hashem means any type of Trumas Hashem, including Truma Gedolah. So why did you see fit to apply the pasuk that you must take everything? This is the case of when it's a kri. The pasuk when your potter is Bishop Berlin. Why did you apply it like that? So he says the answer, high idgin, high low idgin. This went through the process of being idgin. Once it gets to the process of becoming dogon, which is the process, it's the full end of the process, so it has a chi of truma gedolah. So then it's logical that it's retained even when the Levi gets it. But before you get to that point, there's not a chi of truma gedolah. Nikra din loch, even in anybody, it's not table yet. A person can take what kernel needed. He needed there a roi, so it's not chayv any trumas yet. So that makes sense. So that's the case where truma gedolah does not come on when it first becomes roi to be chayiv beyond the levy. Okay, we'll hold it here.